It's Thursday, the 7th of October. This is the Sodcast. This is episode 10.
Absolute silence as deep in the undergrowth of North County Dublin, we're recording the Sodcast.
Somebody killed a Helena airplane, please.
Welcome to the loudest gardening podcast in the world, the Sodcast, with your host, Peter Donegan.
Yes, folks, welcome to episode 10 of the loudest gardening podcast in the world. Come to you live from North County Dublin, from my back garden. It's a fine back garden. I need to cut the grass. But there's a long story there. The wind is hurtling down. The sky above me is quite clear. I don't think I'll get a suntan. I think I might get a mild suntan, but I think I'd also get frostbite. Does that kind of make sense to you? I've got another whopper of a show. I have, of course, got my on the blog section. I have this week's images. I have my garden guest. A superb garden guest, in fact. A terribly good looking. Superb. Intelligent. Reminds me of myself, you might say. Not as cocky. I have this week's oddities. And, of course, I have my and finally section. And First up, I don't really have a first up. See, what was happening was, I was hitting, the guys in iTunes were telling me, you know, you're great, okay? So I'd get a message going, oh, there's Pete, and then I get, like, Gordon Murray and John Keyes. They were going on to iTunes, and they were giving it a rating, and they were leaving a comment going, oh, Pete, you're great. And, you know, going, oh, thanks, lads, you know, I really appreciate that. I know. And it goes, yeah. But I think then, like, the novelty kind of wore off, and I ended up not really having anything that was new and super duper in the first up section. So I suppose I should really pimp myself, because essentially that's what I do for a living. And okay, look, there's method in my madness and there's seriousness here, I suppose, but essentially, like, I'm a gardener. And I was talking to Pat Fitzgerald, who's next week's garden guest. But Pat had actually raised a question about where do I get the time to do the Sodcast, the podcast and the blog and the whole lot. Because it's not state-sponsored. I don't get funding. It's done in my spare time. I used to write for the Farmer's Journal for a couple of years. I don't anymore. So I'm a fast writer and I'm speaking about a subject that I like. And I'm a good yapper. So you ram the whole lot together and you get that. Surprisingly, the lads from, maybe not surprisingly, but the lads from Repack Recycling decided to team up with me for the month of October to tie in with their Repack Recycle Week, which you're well aware of at this stage of the game. Outside of that, that is probably the first sponsorship, as in exchange of money, coming to me ever in the 3.5 years, 4 years almost that the blog has been going. Is that a fair thing? So that's all my disclaimers done. And in short, if you'd like to give me £1 million or products to review, because Irish companies don't, not Irish gardening companies anyway, but if you'd like to, I mean, all of the parks that you see up on the blog that I've reviewed, I've gone and done it off my own bat. I'm quite proud of it. I like to go visit gardens. I like to write. I like to talk, blah, blah, blah. There you go. Hence and therefore why it's up on the blog. But enough about that. Now you know how you can get involved should you wish and choose to do so. Straight on, let's get to the gardening and the good bits. I have my images for the podcast, and yeah, the first one you're looking at is a very good looking fella. It is me. I'm standing right on the edge of Aviva Stadium. The pitch there is phenomenal, so I thought it was nice to put that up. But you know, we are playing back in the USSR. Don't know how lucky you are, boy. Back in the US. Back in... Okay. We're playing Russia tomorrow night. I have to say thanks. Hi, Niall Harbison. I've been wrecking his head all week. Hi, Niall. Where's me ticket? Hi, Niall. So, to the guys from Airtricity and to Niall from Simply Zesty, thanks very much. It was lovely to be able to go out and do some Irish dancing with... my name is Jack Charlton. On the pitch in Aviva, and I'm really looking forward to the match tomorrow. I'll see John Peabody there. Hey, Johnny. I also have two more serious notes. Okay, so it's coming into tree planting season. Again, said that last week. It's also hedge planting season. But when you listen to Jane Powers, you'll realise there's a heck of a lot more to it than just that. And gardening time is by no means least, is it over? By no means whatsoever is it over. There is so much to do. It's phenomenal. Normally, my busy season will kick in probably in about 2 weeks' time. And I won't say epidemic, but I mean it does go a bit mental. Generally speaking, the asks for, and hence the photographs, are hiya. The kids have gone back to school. Hiya. Yeah, do you remember the gig we should have done last year? Yeah, do you remember the plants that got killed over the winter? And a lot of, I suppose, backtracking to this time last year, you know, it was a really bitter, cold, long winter in Ireland. The weather is a little bit better, but temperatures, whilst they are up this year, the after effects of last year are still trickling through. So what I've proposed to do and what I've suggested to do is the first photograph, which is tree planting and some colourful evergreen stuff. Because when the trees lose their leaves, it means you've got something there underneath as a trailer sails by in the perfect sound recording studios of North County Dublin. But you've got some formium. I think they're the Yellow Wave is what they are. And they're just underneath. I think they were Acers or were they? I'm not too sure. But you've got some formium. I think it's the New Wave. Is it the New Wave or the Yellow Wave? Somebody will correct me on it. But that's the first bit. And the whole thinking there is that, look, you've got these trees that are going to lose their leaves. It's coming into that kind of season. And then you've got these brand spanking, they're not fully mature plants, but they're probably about a 3 litre, 5 litre pot. So we paid that little bit extra just to get something that little bit more established, make it look like it had been there for a while, if that makes any sense to you. The third photograph is pretty much, like, these photographs kind of remind me of what I'm supposed to be saying, but they also give you a kind of, oh yeah, I see what you're saying. And the plants that you're looking at there, are they Hebes? They are Hebes, or are they Escalonia? I can't remember anyhow. But what happened there, and you can see it, the amount of woody growth in there, they actually hadn't been cut back in a long, long, long while. And it was hedge trimmer city. Now, what we did was we brought in the hedge cutters. We gave it a good, hard, tight cutting back and then perfected it, you might say, with the secateurs afterwards. So we got the finesse on it. The next one's in after that. I just wanted to give a colour, like, some pictures of some colour that you can have instantly into the garden. Now, you're probably into a little bit Pat Fitzgerald and the My Plant range. And Pat's whole range of plants are, you know, like where you've got that gap in the garden where it's just gone a bit dull and a bit boring. If you can imagine a hanging basket and then make, I suppose, in your mind, the hanging basket into the size of your entire garden. You know, and a lot of the gardens I get to see, it's kind of people scratching their head going, oh, you know, and this sounds a bit funny and maybe a bit cliched, but look, Pete, it's just a bit green and we want to give a little bit of inspiration. So you don't redesign the whole garden. You just, you tickle around with it and you remove a bit and you add a bit in. And I think that's important. I think it's very, very important. And that leads me on to the next two photographs, because a lot of what you see in the next two photographs, you can click on them and enlarge them. But a lot of what you see in there is as it should look in October, November, December, January. It's a nice mix of evergreen and deciduous, as in it won't lose its leaves and some will lose their leaves. And then you've got parts in there where you're kind of looking at it and saying, well, you know, it's got those where it comes up. It's really windy out here. Don't mind the noise in the background. But it comes up like during the summer, like herbaceous plants. And herbaceous plants, for want of a better description, they're like bedding plants that you never need to replace. Does that make sense? Straight on from there, folks, I'd like to introduce to you my first garden guest. She needs no introduction if you're an Irish Times reader. She writes there in the weekend section. She is wonderful. She is amazing. She is beautiful. She is a gardener. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Jane Powers.
So at this time of the year, for instance, I'd be planting winter vegetables or salads to overwinter or that sort of thing, and harvesting things. I'm mad into chili peppers, and I've got
red hot
red hot. Actually, that glass house up there, which you can't see, has got some chili peppers in it. So I'd be harvesting those and drying those and pickling those. And then we, that would maybe just be one weekend. I don't have millions of chili peppers, just a few. And I always, always, always go garden visiting. I'd say every weekend. My husband, whose name is Jonathan Hessian, who's a photographer, and he does some garden photography as well. So we go off garden visiting together. And favorite gardens to visit around this time of the year would be Mount Usher, definitely, in which is in Ashford. And that is a wonderful autumn garden. And the autumn colors are reflected in the Vartry River, and it's just it's absolutely gorgeous. And any sort of big garden that has trees at this time of the year would be a definite candidate. And for anybody should just go garden visiting at this time of the year. A lot of people think they should just do it in the summer, but they should do it all year round. And it's a good time to go now, not just for autumn color, but to see things that might work in your garden at this time of the year, because people tend to go to garden centers during the warm days, and that means they need a garden that looks gorgeous from June to August. But so if you go now, then you can see gardens where you've got crab apples and autumn color, and you know the Japanese maples with all their fantastic colors. So now I'm beginning to ramble.
Rambling's a personal favourite of mine. I do it regularly, actually, at the weekends and weekdays, in fact. Jane, there is a perception out there, and it's one thing, and I did comment on it again on the podcast during the week, and most people actually say to me, you know, it must be coming into your quiet time now. There isn't really a quiet time for garden. Well, I'll phrase that again, or rephrase it. There shouldn't be a quiet time for any gardener. Is that fair to say? Well, unless it's 4 foot of snow, so to speak.
Not really in Ireland, because here we have in the warmer parts of Ireland, which is the coastal parts of Ireland, we have growing probably 11 months of the year. And at this time of the year, this used to be the traditional time for planting herbaceous plants, and of course everybody knows that you should be planting your trees and shrubs and that sort of thing in the coming months when they're dormant. But this month, October, is a really good time for putting in herbaceous plants, and because there's still a tiny bit of warmth in the soil, and if you put them in now, they'll make some root growth. They won't make any top growth, you won't see that, but they'll be busily growing away underneath the soil, so that come spring they'll have a good strong root system and they'll be better able to make more lively top growth.
And I'd like to thank Jane so very, very much for taking the time to talk to me. It was an absolute honour and a pleasure. And she also makes really good coffee. Wow, yeah, wow. Like I hadn't had a cup of coffee that morning. So Jane, thanks. I know you recycle your recycle your coffee grounds. Straight into this week's oddities, and I'm going to start with one from Jane, so she'll come back in again on this one. But it's the Irish Garden Plant Society, and they have their annual plant sale is taking place. Take a listen to Jane and what she actually had to say on the subject.
And I think it's this coming weekend on Sunday the 10th of October. The Irish Garden Plant Society has their annual plant sale, and that's in Our Lady of Dolores Church in Glasnevin. And it starts at 11 o'clock, and if you like plants, you should be there at 5 to 11, because there's going to be a scrum unlike anything you've ever seen, and all the good stuff will be gone by 1 minute past 11.
Is this? Do you find that the plant sales, that it's kind of like, ooh, I just found a, ooh, it's one of them rather than...
Exactly, and one of those as well. Most of the plants that would be at this plant sale would be, they'd mostly be from private gardeners, and but I think there might be a nursery, I'm not sure if there is or not. But a lot of them would be perhaps plants that have an Irish origin that you wouldn't necessarily find in a garden center or in a big nursery. So there might be things like little Irish primulas that would have arisen in Irish gardens, or just things like that. So they would be particular things that you wouldn't get in commercial outlets. Also, they might be things that are difficult to propagate. And so they don't make sense to propagate commercially.
And there you have it, folks. The continuation on from that is the rest of my oddities. I have, of course, got... where did this one come from? Oh, it was from the guys at Inside Ireland. And there's... I'll quote you. There's an Irish solar energy firm, and they've just got to go ahead in California. It's a really nice story. I liked it. The guys at Discover Ireland and Visit Dublin... Again, I'll quote this one. Dublin can trace its origins back over 1,000 years. Why not visit one of the many historic sites? There's a list of sites on that link. And if you're around Dublin this weekend and you're bored, listen, you're the taxpayer. You pay for most of these. Essentially, now that you've paid for them, they're free. They're free. Go check them out. Some of them, the Garden Group has been to a few of these, actually. I think the first one up there is the War Memorial Park on Island Bridge. And I cannot recommend that highly enough. Check out the Garden Group category on the blog. There'll be more to do with the Garden Group actually coming up next week. We're almost there. I'm almost there. I've almost got it fixed. Straight into... Oh, yeah, this is an absolute whopper. This one came from Jane again, and it's Kiltrae Bridge Pottery. They're based in Enniscorthy. If you've never been to Enniscorthy, it's a beautiful part of Ireland. You'd probably get a suntan out there, and there wouldn't be a drop of wind. But their annual pot sale is on, and it takes place from the 16th to the 30th of October, from 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday to Saturday, and they're also open on Sunday the 24th of October from 2 to 5 p.m. Here's another one. I hope the Irish ears are cocked for this one. Last week, or this week, the guys from the Royal Horticultural Society in the UK put out a little note on Twitter. Guess what? Every single garden show to do with the Royal Horticultural Society, that includes Chelsea, their tickets are on sale. Yeah, you heard it. Their tickets are on sale. If you are looking or even dreaming about going to Chelsea Flower Show and you've never been, get yourself online, book a ticket there. So very well worthwhile. I like this one. This is Jason Rowe, and you see these little trinkets on Twitter sometimes. And I'll quote Jason. Had a late lunch today and walked back through Stephen's Green. Nice to see so many people out in the grass in the sun. Well, nice, isn't it? In a world gone mad where everybody's talking about Vin B, Prime Time, The Front Line, all of these Irish depressing programmes, and Jason Rowe and Jason Rowe comes out with one of these less than 140 characters, and it makes me smile. Well, you know, thanks for that, Jason. Thanks. It was really nice. Yeah. And that's about all I have time for today, folks. The links for all that I've spoke about should be up there in the blog. If they're not and you're missing something, just drop me a note on email, info@donegalandscaping.com. You'll get me on @DonegalGardens on Twitter. And you can also go to this blog post, which is the Sodcast episode 10, the 7th of October. Hit the comment box and just leave a comment there and let me know how you get on. I'd like to thank Jane Powers for taking the time to talk to me once again. I'll have no other than Kilkenny man Pat Fitzgerald as my guest on the podcast Sodcast next week. His intro will take place on the Tuesday. You'll find that on iTunes. What can I say? Have a great weekend in the great outdoors, folks. Put the woolly hat on. Put the Sun Factor cream on. Let me know how you get on. Take care. Bye for now.